This is VONA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States condemned Friday China's abuse of ethnic and religious minorities, including what it called, quote, crimes against humanity and genocide in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs and severe restrictions in Tibet. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Alaska next week, and is due to raise the treatment of Uyghurs, U.S. officials have said. China rejects U.S. charges that it has committed genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims in the remote western region, where activists say more than 1 million are held in internment camps. A United Nations investigator is accusing Myanmar's military junta of likely crimes against humanity and is urging international coordinated action to isolate and get rid of the regime. The report is under review by the UN Human Rights Council. Special Rapporteur Thomas Andrews says since Myanmar's military seized power from the elected government February 1st, security forces have murdered at least 70 people and arbitrarily arrested more than 2,000. He says there is video evidence of security forces viciously beating protesters, destroying property, looting shops, and firing indiscriminately into people's homes. Further, Andrews says the junta has been systematically destroying legal protections and crushing freedom of expression and assembly. British police said Friday that human remains found in a wood outside London was the body of Sarah Everard, whose disappearance last week has sparked anger and fears among women about their safety. Everard disappeared while walking home from a friend's house in South London last Wednesday, and police have arrested a serving officer on suspicion of her kidnap and murder. Armenian President Armen Sarkisian was hospitalized with heart failure Friday and is undergoing treatment. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging to make all adults eligible for the coronavirus vaccines by May 1st and get the country back closer to normal by the 4th of July. In his first primetime address to the nation Thursday night, Mr. Biden said he would deploy more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people such as medical students, veterinarians, and dentists to deliver shots. He also appealed to Americans to do their part to prevent another surge in infections and deaths, saying everyone needs to get vaccinated. President Biden and the prime ministers of Japan, India, and Australia are meeting for a summit of the Quadrilateral Security Dialogue, where they will discuss strategies to counter China's rising influence in the Indo-Pacific region, including an offer to match Beijing's ambitious vaccine diplomacy. The Quad is launching a financial mechanism to ramp up production of up to 1 billion doses of vaccines by 2022 to address a shortage in the Indo-Pacific region, mainly in Southeast Asian countries, a Biden administration official said in a briefing call to reporters. A second administration official said the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation is working with companies in India and the governments of Japan and Australia to increase production of vaccines already authorized by the World Health Organization. AstraZeneca cut its supply forecast of COVID-19 vaccine to the European Union in the first quarter to about 30 million doses, a document seen by Reuters shows. That's a third of its contractual obligations and a 25% drop from pledges made last month. The shortfall is a further blow to EU's vaccination plans already being hampered by repeated delays in supply and a slow rollout in some nations. Bulgaria temporarily halted inoculations with the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine Friday until the European Medicine Regulator produces a written statement dispelling all doubts about the vaccine's safety. Bulgaria has joined Denmark, Norway, and Iceland, who had temporarily suspended the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine amid reports that blood clots had formed in some who had received the shot. Former Prime Minister Enrico Letta announced Friday his return to Italian politics, saying he was ready to take charge of the troubled center-left Democratic Party, the PD, 7 years after he was dumped from power in a party coup. The PD is one of the largest parties supporting Mario Draghi's unity government. It was thrown into turmoil last week when its leader, Nicola Zingaretti, announced he was quitting. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.